All right, everybody. Well, welcome to another edition of the Danny Morrell Show. I am your host, Danny Morrell. I'm excited to spend this time with you guys, and I'm excited about bringing the show back live on a weekly format. We have been working very, very hard. We're actually going to be building a studio, an actual live broadcasting studio right here in the office. And we're excited. We're excited because every week we're going to come to you guys live, sometimes by myself, sometimes guests, sometimes with some outstanding guests. And that all should be done in about the next 30 days. But for right now, we're just going to sit here behind this monitor, which will eventually be an entire wall of TV. So it's we're pumped. We're excited about the value we're going to be bringing to you. Facebook, if you could hear me, just type in relentless. Type in relentless. If you can hear me, the word relentless. And we're going to get to all of your questions in a second. But what I thought I would do just to kind of get things going is I thought on a weekly basis, whenever we go live, I thought we'd go ahead and look at some of the top posts that we posted on our Instagram and our social media profile. And really what I thought it would be as it'd serve as a great conversation starter to really give you a little bit more insight into what the posts mean. So the third most popular post this week was this one. It said, "You are the product and one word jeopardizes that product." And that is the word emotions. Give me a little thumbs up if you like that one, right? Give me a little thumbs up. A lot of you guys like that one. As a matter of fact, it got 451 likes on Instagram. And I wrote there, I said, if you're going to succeed as an entrepreneur, then you're going to have to learn to win the battle that's going on in between your two ears, with your emotions. Unless you have a physical product that you're selling, guys, you got to realize that you are the product, right? Your energy, your passion, your belief, your smile, your words, your conviction, your look, your smell, everything about you, seriously, guys, right? Your word, whether you speak the truth or not, your integrity, all of that bundles up into making the product that you are out there selling on a day-to-day basis, right? And there's one word that could jeopardize that product, and that is the word called emotions, guys. Our emotions are gonna get in the way, right? We're gonna doubt, we're gonna have worry, we're gonna have fear, we're gonna come across situations that are gonna knock us off course. And the key to this whole game is I mentioned this morning in the Monday message. By the way, if you're not following me on Instagram, go to Instagram every morning before 5:30. I bring you an inspirational message. But the key to this whole game is this thought called business maturity. Write that down right now. Business maturity. And business maturity is so important because it really talks about your maturity level when it comes to you operating and running your business, which if many of you haven't figured this one out just yet, your business is you. So it's really business maturity equals self-maturity. Write that down. Business maturity equals self-maturity, okay? The further along you are in business, the further along you are in the development of yourself. I'm a huge fan of Andy Frittita. He's on the show, the billion dollar buyer, billionaire buyer, something along those lines. And last night, there was a problem in the shipping department and one of these two girls' drinks. And he says, so it was the shipping department's fault. And they say, yeah. And he goes, listen, you got to understand something right now. Whatever happens in your business, it is your fault, right? Because if it was the shipping department's fault, then it lies back on you because you're the leader and you should have been managing them, right? So guys, one thing jeopardizes everything, and that's your emotions. And typically your emotions can go up and it can go down based off of your attachment for things and based off of your need to be liked by people. Think about that for a second as we go on to the second one. Second biggest post with 511 of you like this one. I don't know. I think, what did you guys like about this one? Facebook, the jacket, or did you like the actual quote? Instagram, help me out here. What did you like about this one? Because I got a lot of comments on the jacket. That it was a spiffy jacket. But this one said, stop loving the damn quote. Start becoming the quote. If you're out there, right, just write down the words, become the quote right now. Write it down. Become the quote. If you're out there on Instagram, just write it down. Something's good for you just to start saying it, just to start acknowledging. Guys, I'm going to give you a little tip, right? Nowadays, everybody, their mother, their grandmother, their tías, their sobrinos, everybody is a motivational speaker right now. Everybody is, because it's easy to be one. The reality is all you need a little app. As a matter of fact, I'll give it to you. You could become a motivational speaker today too. It's called Word Swag. Word Swag. Write that down. You put a little picture, you put a little comment. All of a sudden, there you are motivating everybody. Let's guess what? I got to challenge you with something. Are you motivating yourself? What is the fruit of your labor? What is the story that you have? Are you the quote? Or are we constantly leaning on the quotes? Because that's what some of us do. We're constantly leaning on the quotes. Ooh, I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Ooh, yeah, you can, but are you actually doing it? Are you actually doing it? Are you actually living a life where you would say, man, that guy really is doing all things through Christ who strengthens him? Or is it just something that you say? Right? We hear another great quote, like money is easily and it flows through me easily and effortlessly. It's a great quote and we give a thumbs up. We like it. We acknowledge it. We say, yeah, money is easy and it flows through me everywhere. And oh yeah, money is everywhere. And then the first time we get a bill, it stresses us out and it worries us. Or when we go to leave a tip for that waitress at the restaurant, we don't tip 20 or 30 or 40%. We tip a dollar. Why do you tip a dollar? Because you don't believe there's enough money out there in the world for you. That's why. Or last but not least, you hear a quote and the quote says, I deserve the best there is in life. I deserve the best there is that life has to offer. And you go, yeah, oh, I'm going to share this one. Matter of fact, I'm going to make it myself, right? So you go find yourself a nice little picture of a Benz and then you crop the picture out and then you put the quote on there, right? And then all of a sudden when it comes for you to actually go out and live and provide for your family the best that life has to offer, when you go on vacation, what do? You stay at the Motel 6. People, at some point in time, we got to stop loving the quotes. At some point in time, we got to stop leaning on the quotes. At some point in time, we got to start becoming the damn quote. I don't know about you guys, but the way I think is I'm 40 years old right now, and the clock is a ticking. And my goal is to live to be 100, of course, but the reality is that not all 100 of those years do I want to be producing or do I want to be doing this, right? At some point in time, we're going to want to retire. We're going to want to enjoy the fruits of our labors. And I need to challenge you. Are you becoming the quote or are you still in a process in your mind, in your head? Which if you haven't figured this one out, your head is what drives all of the actions that you take or don't take. Are you still in a process where you're leaning on the quotes? And last but not least, the most popular post this week on social media was our announcement of Mr. Ed Milet joining us. If you're excited about that, just type out whatever you feel about that one. Because I don't know about you guys, but number one, if you're not excited about that one, it's just because you don't know who Ed Milet is just yet. So I would highly recommend you go follow him because I genuinely picked this individual for a reason. I picked him because I genuinely feel that not only is he the quote, but he genuinely cares about helping you become the quote as well. So he's going to be joining us in July 11th and 13th at the Anaheim Hilton Hotel. I think that's where the hotel is. And as you guys can see here, we've got a couple of more announcements coming up tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. You millennials are going to like this announcement. That's my little hint right there. This is a millennial announcement, and then this one right here. You ladies are gonna love this announcement. This is a special one for the ladies, and then this one right here. You're not even gonna believe it. You're literally not even gonna believe it. Nick, are they gonna believe it?
They're not gonna believe it.
You're just not gonna believe it, right?
He
still can't believe it. Nobody who knows can actually believe who these two right here. Forget about it. It's game over, guys. If you haven't gotten your tickets on March 1st, notice how we're doing it right before we announce the big dog, right?
They're going
to
go up.
Yeah, their prices are going to go up. So if you haven't done that, go to relentlessevent.com and check that out ASAP. Guys, Relentless is coming. We are excited about it. But more than anything, I'm excited because I genuinely, guys, I'm getting so many messages and so much feedback and so many questions on a day-to-day basis on Instagram, on Facebook, so forth and so on, that I thought it would be a much better idea for me to answer them live here on the air. And this way, all of us can learn from those questions. So what questions do you have right now, right? I bought you enough time to think of a question, whether it's on Instagram or on Facebook. What questions do you have right now that we can answer about your business? Go ahead and shoot them over. And I'm looking live here on Facebook. I've got my buddy Nick here looking on Instagram. And we're going to start chipping away at them one by one. I'm going to be spending the next 30 minutes with you guys, helping you with whatever it is that you need. And I will tell you this, the ego doesn't want you to ask anything. The spirit wants you to ask, but the ego doesn't want you to grow. The ego wants you to stay comfortable and stay in the box. I'm going to challenge you right now. Unless you're making $1 million a year or more right now, you should have a damn question right about now. Okay, right about now. So let's see. Do we have one on Instagram?
Okay, yeah.
See, you got to love Instagram because Instagram, they'll be playing around. The Facebook folks, I don't know, Facebook, maybe we're getting a little too old here or something. I don't know. We're slowing down Facebook, but Instagram is beating you guys. Who is it from?
All right, real quick from VA Run 1625. Simple. How do I become the quote?
From VA Run 1625, the question was, how do I become the quote? Yeah, that's a great question. So I can only answer the way I know how to answer it, right? First things first, you have got to acknowledge this. You've got to acknowledge that some of you have a dependency on these quotes and these sayings. You've got to acknowledge. That's step number one. In order to become the quote, you first have to acknowledge, like, you know, damn, that was a pretty good point. Like, I do tend to like be like quote happy, but not, it's not happening in my life right now just yet. So that's step number one. Step number two, I'll tell you how I did it. I was 18 years old. I was laying in bed, high school, just graduated the night before. And I'll never forget this. There was like a kind of like the devil and the angel, right? Each on one shoulder. And I'll never forget the little devil guy was telling me, no, you know, go do what everybody else in your family has ever done and just kind of lay low and chill out and don't risk anything, right? Just kind of go hang out. And the angel was telling me, no, go believe in your dreams. Go make it happen. Go try something. Go become an entrepreneur, right? And, you know, I got to admit, I was a little bit nervous, but at the time I had one dream. Step number three is you got to get connected with the dream. You got to get connected with the dream. If you don't get connected with the dream, then the obstacle to getting to the dream will always stop you. The dream or the vision that you want has got to be so vivid, so important that nothing stops you. And so for me at the time, we were living in a beat up 2-bedroom apartment with my mother, who was raising us 3 boys all by herself. And I said, I just happened to look around and I just said, if I don't do this, nobody's going to do it for us. This is my responsibility. I'm the oldest son. I've got to do this. I've got to do it. So at the time, I just took the risk. I decided to not get a job and I went all in and I started my tortilla delivery business. If you've read my book, you know the story. And that's how you become the quote. You become the quote by not letting words empower you. You become the quote by letting you empower you. You got to start empowering yourself. You got to start checking yourself. You got to start being honest with yourself. If you're not making money right now, stop blaming anybody else. Stop blaming the government. Stop blaming the president. Stop blaming your parents. Stop blaming your uncle. Stop blaming your cousin. Stop blaming anybody. Blame your damn self. That's how you become the quote. You become the quote by being brutally honest with yourself and saying, listen, this is where I'm at in life and this is where I want to be. And I'm telling you guys, you all have the ability to do this. And then you just look at that plan, that gap, and you go, okay, if I want to be there, then I want to be there in the next 3 years or 4 years or 5 years, whatever the case may be. And then you start to hit targets, small baby targets. For those of you guys that went to Vision, my event in January, by the way, you guys should not be missing my events. If you guys love my events, give me a thumbs up. Some of you guys were there. But then you start going after little targets year by year, little milestones that you can go look at and reach for. It's like if you have to lose 100 pounds. If you have to lose 100 pounds, you don't say, I'm going to lose 100 pounds by next week. You just don't say that. You say, look, I'm going to lose 100 pounds. I'm honest. It's not that I'm big boned. It's not my genetics. It's not because I'm Hispanic. It's not because I'm black. It's not because I'm white. It's not because of anything. It's because I eat a lot. And because I don't exercise. So if you combine the two, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have an excess of energy that you're not consuming. And that excess of energy is called fat. That's why we're fat. That's how you get fat. Okay. And make no mistake about it. It's not your bones. It's fat. You can actually touch it and pinch it. You could feel it. Well, then if you have to lose 100 pounds in a year, you give yourself that target, a year or 2 years, something realistic. Well, then you break down what's 100 divided by 12? Nine? 9 pounds a month. Or if that's too tough for you, then you do 100 divided by 24. 4.5 pounds a month. And that's how you do it in business. That's how you do it with money. That's how you do it with wealth. That's how you do it with everything, people. The key is that 100 pound has to be important to you. Or buying your mom a house has to become important to you. And that's what drove me, is the desire to buy my mother a house. That's all I saw. That's all I wanted. That's all I thought about. That's all I smelled. I would drive around the neighborhood every single day. I would work hard. I'd get my teeth kicked in. People would tell me no. People would shut the door on my face. I didn't give a damn. You become the quote by stop giving a damn about the obstacle and start focusing 100% on the vision. Hope that helps. We got one on Instagram. Let's see on Facebook. Does your video guy media need help? I think we're okay right now, but thank you. Please talk about letting go of the stress of not being abundant. I need a question, Michelle. Do we have a question there?
We have a question.
I have to go in first episode. Okay, hold on. Ed Ward. By the way, Ed Ward, shout out to Ed Ward, because Ed Ward just started following me, and man, I really appreciate all the questions and so forth and so on. So Ed, here's for you. Question is, and hang on to that question on Instagram. We're going to come back to it. After getting a license, this is in real estate. Obviously, this is my background. After getting a license, the first step as a new agent is getting a coach. What is the next most important step to launch your business, in my opinion? Okay. Well, first step, if you could afford it, is getting a coach. The reality is that a coach is expensive. And so for the most part, you won't be able to afford that right away. So here's what I did. Pay attention. I sold 28 homes my first year. Back then, the commissions were a little bit smaller. They were about $4,000. I made $85,000 my first year in business as a 19-year-old kid. Just give me a little thumbs up if you would like to make $85,000 as an 18-year-old kid, even today, let alone 20 years ago, right? Okay, this is good. So how did I do it? Well, the first thing I didn't do was I didn't worry about anybody else. I didn't worry about my deficiencies. I didn't worry if there was enough for me. I didn't worry if I was too young. I didn't worry if people were going to like me. I didn't worry about any of that. I worried about one thing. I'm going to succeed at this damn thing. I'm going to buy my mother a house. I'm going to become wealthy. And I'm going to change the lineage of wealth in my family for generations to come. See, people, that's how you become the quote. You start playing a bigger damn game. I'm going to say that again. That's how you become a quote. You start playing a different game. I wasn't trying to mess around. And I'm unbashful or unshy about this. I just don't give a damn. I have that one purpose. Buy mom a house, change the lineage of wealth for my entire history, for my entire family, and eventually teach the entire country how to do it. That's how we're going to sell at the Staples Center. I just don't care. I just genuinely believe that we are living in poverty in the richest country in the world with the most amount of money for us to make. And the 100% only reason that we are living in poverty starts 100% right here. This is it. Period. End of story. Your thoughts. Your expectations. And so I took all of that as an early age. I was very naive. I believed I could do anything I put my mind to. And I just went out and I figured out the number one thing I've got to do if I'm starting my business, or if anybody's starting your business, pay attention. You got to get in front of a lot of people. You have to get in front of a lot of people, because the front door is the door that you have to open to allow yourself to generate the leads. And when the leads come in, you can convert them into sales. And when you can convert them into sales, you can convert them into closings. So you've got to find a method, some methodology to get in front of a lot of people. We didn't have Facebook advertising back then, and I wasn't highly skilled back then, so I went to the swap meets. Now, look, everybody else at 18, 19 years old was messing around, hanging out with their friends. I didn't care about any of that. I wanted to beat all my friends. I wanted to be richer than all my friends. I didn't want what my friends wanted. I wanted to make some damn money. I wanted to drive a nice car. I wanted to live in a big house. I wanted to become a millionaire. I was just thinking different things. So as a result of all of that, I was able to sacrifice in ways that my friends wouldn't sacrifice. And so on Friday nights, instead of going out, I would go to bed early. Saturday morning, I would wake up at 3:30 in the morning and I would drive out to the swap meet. I would drive out to my broker's house, pick up the Easy Up, which were brand new back then, the Easy Up, pick up the poster boards. And then I would go out and I would stand in front of hundreds of people that will walk by me on Saturdays and Sundays. And I would get my leads and I would go convert them. And that's how I got started. Today, here's what I would do. I would be on the phones 3 hours a day, every single day. And I would host 2 open houses a week. If you did that, if you actually did it, you'll close 25 to 30 deals in your first year. You'll make $250,000 your first year in the business. The key words were, if you actually did it. Do it for 2 years, you'll outproduce anybody in your office, I guarantee you. Because for real estate agents, most of you guys know this, for the most part, the entire industry is stuck in mediocrity. For the average realtor, you make $150,000. They're excited. They think they're rich. People right now, I mean, the way I think is, honestly, if you can make 150, just add a zero, go for a million. Nothing stopping you. Just the ability to generate the leads and the ability to process the systems. That's it. It's pretty simple. Ed, hope that helped. Let's go back to Instagram.
All right. So someone says, I have a clothing
line. Mitch, I see you, by the way.
I have a clothing line and I am from Philly.
I have a clothing line from Philly. Congratulations to the Eagles, by the way.
In Philly, I have a pretty reputable name. I want to expand. I have been sending pieces from my line to different states to expand. Is this a good move to continue doing?
Okay, that's a great... Who asked that question?
It says L2X Official.
L2X Official says, I've got a clothing brand. I'm in Philly. I've got a pretty good following in Philly. I've been sending my clothing out to different states. Is this a good idea? Here's what I would do. Number one, L2X, is it?
L2X.
L2X on Instagram. I need you to send me in a message, how much is pretty good? Listen to what I'm saying. How much is pretty good? Because I see this in business. I see that people start to do pretty good and then they lose focus on what got them there and they start expanding a little bit too fast. And then all of a sudden they have to come back down and come back into reality. So I would say personally that you should build up your brand in Philly to where it's bringing in at least $250,000 to $500,000 a year in revenue, just in Philly, because you could do that right there in Philly. Next, I wouldn't be going to California or to Florida. I would go either to the next state or the next city, and I would build as close to where your nucleus is as possible and build it and build it and build it there until you could bring in a little over $500,000 a year in revenue. And then you will have the money and the resources to properly brand, properly market, and probably upgrade the materials of your clothing. Then you take it national. That's what I would do. That was a good question, by the way. Mitch Gallian writes, on average, I'm hitting 1,300 contacts. By the way, Mitch is a graduate of our course Breakthrough. Mitch, if I'm not mistaken, I think your income doubled or something like that by taking the course. So thank you for coming back. On average, I'm hitting 1,300 contacts between walking a farm and sending letters to the neighborhood that surround my farm. This is double from what I used to do. My question is, do you think 1,300 contacts is enough or should I try and bump up those numbers? Mitch, I always have questions. So 1,300 in how long? Right? So I'll give you guys an idea. When I would door knock 100 doors per hour for 3 hours a day. So that's 300 doors. Okay? The typical human who goes out and door knocks will do 25 to 30 doors in an hour because they are freaking slow. People, speed is everything. Speed it up. Talk faster, move quicker, get more energy, get more passion, get more fire in that belly of yours. If you're door knocking 3 hours and I'm door knocking 3 hours and I'm talking to 300 doors or knocking on 300 doors and you're knocking on 60, I'm going to beat you bad. So that's the first thing, is we need to identify, Mitch, how many is that per hour, right? And as long as you're doing the maximum per hour and then you're maximizing the amount of hours that you're actually hitting, then I think you're fine. So I'm sorry, Mitch, I don't know how many when, but me and you are cool. Message me and I'll help you out with that. Okay, Instagram.
All right, so TaurusFam26 is asking, can anybody that doesn't have any experience in the real estate business make money, and how can they start?
Okay, can anybody that doesn't, what was it again, Taurus?
TaurusFam26.
TaurusFam26, right? Can anybody who doesn't have experience in the real estate business make money?
Mm-hmm.
And if so, how do they start?
Mm-hmm.
Take a wild guess what you think I'm gonna ask. What do you think the answer is, Nick? What do you think the answer is? Can anyone who doesn't have experience make money in anything? What do you say?
Yeah.
All you need is the right drive, the right vision, the right approach. Absolutely. And where do you start? I kind of just answered that. So go back and watch the video, because I told you step by step how I started. So the answer is 100% yes. Again, people, listen, that's how you become the quote. You stop second guessing yourself, right? Believe, for crying out loud. Believe. Be the quote, right? We're good? Awesome. Not for the day-to-day, but for the relentless. You're awesome, speaker, bro. Anthony, good. I love it. Mitch, I got it good. Okay, Facebook is good. How about Instagram?
Instagram.
We got some time. Might as well ask people. If you're on Facebook, let me show you a little trick. Just comment something. It would help us. It'll help the Facebook algorithm. I don't care if you write relentless. I don't care if you write thank you. Write something. More people will get exposed to it. Any more questions on Instagram?
Not right now.
I think we're good.
They should be coming in.
Well, good. I love it. Well, then if that's the case, then I'm going to wrap. Because this is the first day back from work. I've got a keynote I've got to give tonight. I want to rest my throat for that. It's already feeling a little scratchy. I appreciate you guys being here. And guess what? I'm really, really excited, because we're legitimately investing quite a bit of money into the proper cameras, the proper setting. We're going to have some great guests here. And we're going to, the show's about to just, it's about to take another, just a whole leap of faith in another direction.
I just got three good questions.
Three good questions. All right, let's go. I'm good. So I'm good. Let's do it.
What was your approach when door knocking?
Okay. What was my approach when door knocking? Okay.
From Amasari Valadez.
From Amasari Valadez. Okay. Amasari Valadez. Does it look like a guy or a girl?
Woman.
Okay. So first off, congratulations for having the guts to be out in business. I love it. I love women that are in business. I want to help you. My wife wants to help you, the whole thing. So first approach is speed. It's the most important approach when you're door knocking or prospecting. Speed is everything, which means you're going to have to walk a little faster, knock a little quicker. Look at the difference. If you're out there 3 hours a day, notice the difference between this and this. Your tempo is higher. Your energy is different. Everything is different about it, right? So I would walk a little faster. I would knock a little quicker. And then I would count in my head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I would knock again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pew! I was gone to the next one. And that's exactly how I would do it. Where this is the normal human's approach to door knocking. And tell me if I'm lying, damn it. Walk slow. Knock slow. Don't even count. Just kind of like wait for something to happen. I don't know what, but something's going to happen. Text. Look up. No, I'm already at the fifth door by now, people. Speed is everything. So that was my approach. The second thing that I want to teach you guys is, if you're out there door knocking, you got to get out there as early as possible. Get there by 8 a.m. That's where all the money is made. The money is made between 8 and 9:30, 8 and 10 o'clock, because that's when people are actually home. Okay? That was a little secret tip right there. And the other thing is, don't be attached to what you're taking. What you're taking doesn't matter. The marketing piece doesn't matter. They'll rarely call you back on that. What you want is the contact, the face-to-face contact. That's what you want. That's when you have your ability to shine, your ability to give back to people, your ability to let people know what you're all about, your ability to sell and convert the lead. Okay? Great question, by the way.
We got another one if you're down.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm
good. Okay. What's the best routine before going to bed to prepare yourself for the next day?
Great question. What's the best routine before going to bed? Number one, don't eat past 6:30. Very important, people. Number two, don't eat heavy. I've been trying something recently. My breakfast, instead of having a meal, I'm really into this Tom Brady show. By the way, if you guys are not watching Tom versus Time, you really need, I don't care if you're a football fan. I don't care if you're a Tom Brady fan. You need to watch this show. It's like, if you're a fan of becoming an exemplary human being, you need to be watching the show. And I'm very like attentive. And I noticed that he doesn't have breakfast. He just puts this little jar and he puts this little shaker thing and he goes, zzz, zzz, zzz. So I search all over the internet. I want to find out, what does Tom drink? What does Tom drink? What does Tom drink? I found it and I just been drinking that. Proteins, blueberries, blackberries, camu camu, goji berries, a little almond butter. Maca root, organic almond milk, and it's just all in there. And I just blend it up with the little thing, right? And then I just drink it, and that's my breakfast. It has sped up my morning, and I'm a little lighter. I just feel better, right? Well, same thing at night. You don't want to eat too heavy. So no rice, no bread, no nothing. A nice little bag of spinach, with a couple of maybe 4 to 5 ounces of chicken or turkey breast or salmon. Try to stay away from meat unless it's the weekends. And typically what will happen is your body can digest that and process that pretty easily. A gallon of water a day. And then just try to lay down and start relaxing by about 8:30. At the most, maybe if you read a magazine or if you're reading a book, good book. By the way, if you guys haven't picked up my book, go get it. Just go to Amazon. Just go type in Danny Morrell. If you want, ship it here to the office. I'll sign it for you. Ship it back. You know, we gotta put up on the website a signed option. We'll get that handled. We'll get that handled. But yeah, that's what you do, right? And you just get yourself in a state where you give yourself enough of an opportunity to wake up early. I find that if I'm in bed by 10:30, I can wake up by 4:30 with no problem at all whatsoever. Now, that's years of conditioning. So I would say start off at 6 o'clock or so, and then 5:30, and then 5, and then eventually sooner. So that's my tip.
Do you have one on there? Because I got another.
Did you leave something? Yeah, hold on. Let me see on Facebook. Did you leave something if there was no answer? Judy, I'm sorry, my friend. I don't understand that. Fantastic book, Chris Williams. Finding phone numbers. Chris Williams writes, finding phone numbers these days seems harder and harder. Either you can't find them or they are not, do not call us. Do you have a better way of finding phone numbers, or do you recommend door knocking over calling? No, I recommend mixing them up. Phone calling and door knocking. They both work. Chris, I think that's a story. I think if you find the right service, I don't want to advertise the right service, but there's two that I have in mind that are really, really, really good. I don't want to say message me, Chris, because then 100 of you are going to start messaging me. Look. Find it. Just like I found everything that Tom Brady puts in his shake, and I found the little zzz thing. When you want something bad enough, you'll find it. When you don't, you'll find the excuse. So there's my tip, Chris. Okay. What are your two favorite mindset authors, researchers, speakers? Oh man, I got to think about that. Okay, you guys are not going to like this answer. You ready? I have to think about it because I don't lean on anyone too much. When I say become the quote, I literally am on a daily basis challenging myself to become the quote. So you would think I would say Tony Robbins or something. No, to be honest, I know you're not going to like this. I see Tony Robbins as my competition. I see Tony Robbins as the ceiling, as the benchmark, as the thing that I want to blow past. So my mind is just wired a little bit differently. My bookshelf is right there. I will pick, there you go, Elon Musk and Steve Jobs. Those are my two, Elon Musk and Steve Jobs and Jeff Bezos. Those are my three right now, my three. Okay. Instagram?
Yeah.
By the way, thank you. That was a great question.
Terrazas.Danny said, as a new agent, should I go solo at a firm or join a team?
Oh, that's a good question. By the way, I know you. You're a follower. Thank you for all your support. Teresa's.Danny says, as a new agent, should I go solo or join a team? All right, people, let's talk. The only reason you should ever join a team. The only reason you should ever join a team. The only reason you should ever join a team is if you are having a hard time creating your own leads. And if the team, it has an abundance of leads that they can give you. That is it. That is it. That is the only reason you should ever join a team. Listen to that formula again. If you are having a difficult time going out and finding your own leads, and if the team you're thinking about joining has an overflow, an abundance of leads, that is the only time you should ever join a team. So Teresa's.Danny, who asked this question, which is a great question, which I think has a lot of confusion nowadays in our industry right now. If you are able to follow what we teach and you are able to go out and prospect 2 to 3 hours a day in high turnover areas and host 2 open houses a week, no, you should not be joining a team, because you will find the business if you do what we tell you to do. If you don't want to do that and you want to take the lazy approach and you just want to be given the leads, then yeah. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, I believe you can learn to do it on your own. Go to empireuniversity.com/launch. That's our coaching program. We will show you how to do this, and it'll probably be more cost effective for you. So that's my thought on that. Great question. When you door knocked and no one answered the door, did you, Lisa? Oh, yes. Judy Calhoun. I love Judy. Judy writes, when you door knocked and no one answered the door, did you leave something behind? Yes. But again, people, I wasn't attached to what it was. You see, I wasn't looking at knocking on doors. My goal wasn't 300 doors knocked. My goal was to speak to 30 people. If I could speak to and get in front of 30 people face to face in a high turnover area, I knew it would take me 1 to 1.5 days of that to set an appointment. I could legitimately set an appointment that morning and come back and take a listing that evening. The only time I would leave something on the door, or I would leave it all the time, but that was just to give me a shot at getting a call from them when I wasn't around. That's it. Other than that, you want this. This is what you want. You want the communication. Good question, Judy.
I got another one.
Yes. Jose Valle, what's up, buddy?
KMG Jewelry asked.
KMG Jewelry. Go follow KMG Jewelry. He's an awesome jeweler.
When hiring someone for your team, how do you build up the power to give up the control to someone else?
Okay. When hiring someone for your team, I'm going to end with this because this is getting a little starting to hurt me.
Yeah.
All right. When hiring someone for your team, how do you build up the power to give up the control of doing everything to somebody else? Okay. So KM Jewelers, and I know you, so I really want to help you with this. This 100% is attached to the vision that you have for your business. Pay attention here, people. You see, I want you to realize, and we mentioned this in our last podcast where I interviewed Omar Alfaro. What got you here is not what's going to get you there. So for many of you, you're doing very, very good right now. You're making $100,000, $250,000, $350,000 a year. As a coach, I know exactly what the roadblocks are that are going to keep you there, and I know exactly what it's going to take to get you to bump into the $750,000 to $1 million a year in revenue. Exactly. I can do it with my eyes closed. Typically, what it has to do with is the fact that what got you here is a salesperson's mentality, a salesperson's drive, a salesperson's work ethic. That's typically what got you here. What's going to get you there is a business owner's mentality, a business owner's drive, a business owner's systems and a business owner's ability to delegate the operations to somebody else. So you look at, for example, Billion Dollar Buyer, and you look at Mr. Fertitta, which last night in the show that I was watching, he happens to run and own. And I want to trip you guys out on this. Think about this. He runs and owns Morton Steakhouse. He runs and owns the Golden Nugget. He runs and owns several hotels. He runs and owns Rainforest Cafe. He runs and owns a Bentley dealership. He runs and owns the Houston Rocket. But he doesn't actually physically have to do the running of them. He's got people in place. You bring on great qualified people, right? That's the key. You got to bring on great qualified people. And people, stop being cheap. Pay people what they deserve. Pay them well. Go bring on great qualified people, right? Make sure that you screen them. Make sure that you disc test them. Make sure that you find out about their personalities. Make sure that they're in alignment with personality-wise with the position that you're hiring, right? And our coaching program can help you with this stuff for those of you guys that want to leverage yourself a little bit more. And then you train them. And then you entrust them, and that's it. It's that simple. Unless you want to stay as a salesperson for the rest of your life. And ultimately, many of you know I started Empire University for that reason. I started it because I had been coached for 15 years to do one thing, to be a salesperson. The people that were walking up and down the stage who were being glorified were 60 years old, making $2 million a year. I'm sorry, when I'm 60 years old, I don't want to make $2 million a year. I don't even want to make $20 million a year. If I do that, I failed. People on stage walking around that were still essentially. And I just thought to myself, we're not going to make it if we keep doing that stuff. I mean, we're going to make it if we do that. And we got to realize that there's a time and a place for that. But eventually, people, and here's my challenge to each and every one of you. Eventually, you're going to have to take off the salesperson hat and put on the business owner hat. You're going to have to take off the salesperson hat and put on the business owner hat. It doesn't mean that you have to do that overnight. It just means that you need to start thinking about your future in that way. You need to start thinking about everything that you do in your business in a way that makes you replaceable in whatever it is. The way you input your leads, the way you process your paperwork, everything needs to be replaceable. Everything needs to be systematized. And then you just got to find some good people and make that happen. And you know, I'll help you out with that. So, all right, guys. So here's what I need you to do. If you're watching live, we're going to stop the show. Stay here for a second. For those of you watching on podcast, thank you so much. If you want to continue enjoying this type of information, we're going to be coming live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on Facebook and on Instagram. So go search Danny Morrell on Facebook and Instagram. Every morning by 5:30 in the morning, I'm bringing you an inspirational message on Instagram stories. So make sure that you're following me there. And go to relentlessevent.com because Relentless is coming and we will be announcing all of the keynote speakers by March 1st, 2018. See you July 11th and 13th in Anaheim. Take care. Bye-bye.